and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground, Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In Revelation chapter 13, we read about one called the Beast. And as we study the Beast, we understand that as we compare Scripture with Scripture, that this man is called the man of sin, and he will come on the scene sometime just after the what we call the rapture of the church. Let me say this, that the rapture, the word rapture is not in the Bible, but we're taught that the word arapio means the catching away, and this will happen to everyone who is saved right now. Those people who have called upon the name of the Lord, those people who are saved will be caught up together with him in the clouds. And it says there that we will be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. We're going to receive a new body, fashioned like that of the Lord himself. Now, we're not going to be the Lord. We're going to have a body like his, which means we're going to have a new body, a body that will never die, a body that will live forever. We have eternal life right now, only the body we're in right now will die one day, or Jesus comes back before death takes us, we will go together to be with him, and at that time our bodies will be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Well, just after that happens, then we read and study how the tribulation comes on this world. It's a time in Jacob's trouble. Revelation talks about this. And we're taught about this in the book of Jeremiah as well. It's going to be a time that has never been before, or it's going to be after. It's a time of desolation, of when people will suffer greatly. Well, we've looked at somewhat about this beast, and we looked last time in Revelation 13, 3 through 4. It says, "And I saw one of his heads," this is John speaking, "as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast, who is able to make war with him?" And another name for the beast, of course, is the Antichrist. And we study this, and we understand that this is one and the same person, the Antichrist and the beast. Now, the Antichrist, it would appear that he receives a wound that kills him. Well, that's what we are led to believe, that he's killed, but I do not believe he's dead. I do not believe he dies. And that verse, as in verse 3, says, "as it were," or "as it appeared to be a wound to death." I don't believe it killed him. He was healed. He was not raised from the dead, but he was healed. And we also know that he goes into the holy place and he desecrates that. And you study that and you read about that in the Word of God, that he's going to stand in the holy place. Mark 13:14 says, "But when ye shall see the abomination of desolation," spoken of by Daniel, this is Daniel 11 and 12, "and when you see him," or "see the abomination of desolation," spoken of by Daniel the prophet, "standing where it ought not, let him that readeth understand. Then let them that be in Judea flee to the mountains." Well, we see other scriptures that talks about that. Matthew 24:15, Daniel 11:31, and Daniel 12:11 speaks of that person, the abomination of desolation, who's going to desecrate the Jewish temple. Well, this, I believe, marks the middle of the tribulation when this takes place, when the beast, the Antichrist, goes in and he causes desolation within the temple. And we've talked about this before, how that the devil is a great imitator, and he wants to imitate the Lord in everything. Well, remember, I told you this before, that the devil is an imitator, that Satan is an imitator. And this verse, and the verses I've just read, we are told that Satan seeks to duplicate the resurrection. God's Son died on the cross, and he rose from the dead. And the world, for the most part, ignores Christ. They ignore him. Well, this man, this person dies. Well, some say he dies. I have a question about that. And rise. And I have a question about that. If he did not die, he does not rise. The devil wants people to believe that he died and that he will rise again. And the world will wonder after him. Just as they did not wonder after, and they do not wonder after Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. This Antichrist is a beast. Well, the Antichrist has the world right where he wants it, eating out of the palm of his hand. Now, Revelation chapter 13, verse 4, it says, "And they worshipped the dragon." They also do devil worship here. "They worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him?" Well, we see that he receives the world's worship. Whether his death or resurrection is real or not, the citizens of the world will be taken in. You see, people will be caught up in the power, the glory, and wonder of the Antichrist that they will actually give him their worship. Now, the world will bow before this hellish king and give him what they have steadfastly refused to give to God. Just as God receives the worship of man through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and that is some men, women, give God worship through his Son, well, Satan will receive the worship of men through the Antichrist during the time that the Antichrist is here. He will be getting what he has always wanted. That is, the devil will get what he always wanted. Men will worship the beast and the devil. What a mockery that is for people to worship Satan instead of worshiping the true God. Revelation chapter 13, verses 5 through 8 says this, "And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things." This is the beast again. "Speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints, and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world." Well, Adolf Hitler's words brought about unbelievable suffering and innumerable deaths. Hitler once said this, "You say something long enough and loud enough, and people will eventually believe it." And we see that happening today in this world that we live in, just before the tribulation starts. When the Antichrist comes, his power with words will make Hitler seem like a babbling idiot. He will fire up the nations of the world with the power of his words. He will speak great things, and they will believe him. He will speak blasphemies against the God of heaven, and they will worship him. He will use his words to attack everything that has to do with God, and the world will hang on every word. He will do everything in his power to turn humanity against God. He will even declare himself to be God Almighty. Well, this beast, the Antichrist, continues for 42 months. That's 3.5 years. And I believe this is the last 3.5 years of the tribulation period. He defies God. He overpowers the saints, according to the verses we just read. And that is, I believe, the Antichrist's influence in the world is so great that people believe him instead of believing God's people. Another delusion. However, some saints of God will be killed. Now, Antichrist will make it his mission to seek out and destroy anyone who still worships God. There will be people saved during the tribulation. Now, these people will become the focus of the Antichrist's intense hatred of God. He will not be able to defeat the 144,000 Jewish preachers as they travel the world preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Now, I do not believe all saints of God saved during the tribulation will be killed. If all saints of God are killed during the tribulation, then no human in the flesh would be left to go into the millennium. Matthew chapter 24, verses 40 through 41, speak of the sheep and goat judgment. The sheep, those saved during the tribulation, will enter the millennium. Remember that there are types and figures mentioned in the book of Revelation. I speak of goats and sheep. You and I, who name Jesus Christ as Savior, we're considered sheep. We're followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Goats do not follow the Lord. And those are the people who are unsaved. Now, if you're unsaved, you're considered, according to the Word of God, as a goat. You're pictured as a goat, one who does not follow the Lord, but you follow the devil. And if I'm not mistaken, the devil, some of the devil's pictures or some of the devil's things that appear, as the underworld would have it, is a picture of a goat. So if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Bible says that you are of your father the devil, according to John chapter 8 and verse 44. Well, the Antichrist, the beast, dominates the nations. The Antichrist will rule the world. Now, every nation will come under his power and domination. He will be the ultimate world ruler. He will be the king of the world. Revelation chapter 13 and verse 8 says, "And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him." Now, let me stop here just a moment. That first part of that verse, if we stop there, we could say that every person will worship him, period. But you see, the Bible doesn't stop there in that verse. It says, "And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world." If you're not saved, you're going to worship the beast if you are in the tribulation. If you get saved during the tribulation, then you will not worship the beast. Now, that's pretty plain. The Bible is plain. And you and I need to study the Bible and take it as God has written it. He's written it to us, mankind, so that we can know, first of all, that we need a Savior, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Nowhere do I read, and I'm studying about the beast, the Antichrist, nowhere do I read where he promises eternal life to those who follow him. Nowhere do I see that. And my question is, why would anyone want to follow someone who says, worship me, and they get nothing out of it? Oh, they may get a few crumbs. They may get to eat good during the tribulation or whatever. I don't know. But nowhere does he promise them eternal life. In fact, when you get down to it, the devil only offers eternal death. Death in a devil's hell where no one will ever escape. That later on would be transferred into the lake of fire. No one will ever escape. The devil doesn't really tell anyone that, but God is truthful. God does not lie. He cannot lie. He tells it like it is. He says, if you do not trust Jesus as your Savior, you're going to hell and later on be cast into the lake of fire. So who are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the devil, or are you going to believe God? God is the creator. He created everything. The devil tears down everything. The devil is the author of death. Jesus Christ is the giver of life. I would rather worship the giver of life than I would the devil. In fact, I do worship the giver of life. I've trusted him as my Lord and Savior. Now, if you've never trusted him, and the tribulation starts, you'll be there. You'll be there with the beast, the one who would lead all of those who worship him. He leads them to hell. But right now you have the opportunity of trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior by asking him to come into your heart. Receive him right now. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever, that means you. Trust him today as your Lord and Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.